What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. It is that time that we catch up again with the James River Humane Society. Joining us today is board member Jay Nitschke. And Jay, welcome back to our show.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it very much.
Well, and we appreciate you guys taking time and keeping us updated with what's happening there at the Humane Society. And let's get into some just general stuff right now. A good time to catch up and see what's happening with you. You guys recently held your annual meeting, or that's coming up, right?
The annual meeting is coming up. The annual meeting is March 15th. It is at 6 o'clock, and it is going to be held at the Hillcrest School Gymnasium, and it's being held there so that we can do social distancing. We hope a lot of people come up. If you don't have to be a member to come, but if you are a member, you can vote. You can tell us the things you think we're doing well, the things you think we can be doing better. You can voice your opinions at that meeting, and we'd like to see a lot of people there. March 15th at 6 p.m. at the Hillcrest School Gym. We do require you wear a mask.
Okay, so wear a mask again, that annual meeting March 15th, like Jay said. And Jay, anything specifically going to be covered during that meeting? Or like you said, voting will happen. Will the change of board members happen or anything else like that?
There's a couple board members up for re-election, and so there'll be some voting on that. Yep.
Okay.
And so we don't know how that's going to turn out. And then there'll be, you know, other business presented, and we'll go from there.
All right. Perfect. So make plans to be at the annual meeting, Hillcrest Gymnasium, March 15th at 6 p.m. And Jay, last month we got the chance to talk about, the focus for the Humane Society as we move into 2021. And I know you had talked a little bit about some improvements, and it sounds like there's been work on the kennels there at the Humane Society.
We've been doing some work on the kennels inside. We still got, well, we've got a few left to do, and we've got a few more things that need to get done outside, but you know how it goes. It's a slow process, and we need more volunteers to help, and you know, we do it as we can afford to do it. That's another thing. But we're doing well, and we're going to keep that process up. One of the nice things that did happen is we did get the entryway and the new and our office all painted, freshly painted, and that needed it so bad. So it looks really nice when you walk in there now.
Excellent. So yes, and we're getting done there at the Humane Society. Again, we have Jay Nitschke, board member with the James River Humane Society, here on Let's Talk About It. And Jay, a way that us as the public can help, like you said, volunteering is a great way to do so, but also participating in your fundraisers, that Coogan fundraiser, we're getting real close to the end of that, right?
You can't order online anymore, but we still have prune and peach and blueberry available. And just call someone that you know, a board member or the president or somebody that you know is on the Humane Society, and they can take your order for this week yet.
All right, perfect. And that is just $10, I believe, right?
Yes, $10.
All right.
And then we'll be making them, and we'll get them delivered and so forth. So
beautiful. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I know I'm ready for my peach Coogan, and some of the best Coogan makers around, right?
Hey, I tell you what, we're a good group. We do a good job.
Absolutely.
We do a very good job. One of our members' family has done them for years for different things for their kids, and they got it down to a science. So they're going to train the rest of us to have it down to a science.
All right. Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. And Jay, people, usually when they listen to our Let's Talks with the Humane Society, we like to highlight some of the animals that are available for adoption. However, we'll notice that we didn't cover that today.
Well, we're not doing it for a reason. We've got about, I think it is 14 dogs in right now, but we're not going to feature any of them because several of them have adoptions pending.
Mm.
Which is a good problem to have.
Absolutely.
That's an awesome problem to have. So it doesn't make sense for me to feature a dog and then somebody gets excited about it and they call up and they want to see that dog and whoops, dog is gone. So we decided we wouldn't feature any dogs today. And then it was a slip up on my part. I didn't get a hold of Sheila to feature cats, but I do know one cat in particular. If you're fond of a blue-tipped Siamese cat, we've got one out there and he is gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous. But otherwise, you can get on our website, which is www.jamesriverhumanesociety.org, and that's all lowercase. I'll repeat that again. That's www.JamesRiverHumaneSociety, and that's all written as one word, .org, and you can see our animals there. So this time, that's the best we're going to do for you. And we're still not open for business as normal because of the fact of COVID yet, and we're trying to keep our workers safe and everybody safe. And right now, with the weather like it is, God bless the weather, the animals are getting out and they're getting able to run and stuff more. But that also means then when they bring them back in, the workers have got to do 4 or 5 baths.
Yes, right. It would sound like it. So again, they want to support the James River Humane Society. Look at adopting a dog or a cat today. And make sure you got plans to be at that annual meeting March 15th. Jay, anything else you want to mention here?
Any donations that you want to make, you can make them by sending them to Box 636, Jamestown, North Dakota. And we appreciate that. And we just appreciate everything that the community does to support us. And we're going strong and continue to do so. We've got plans for things we want to get fixed up now. Spring is a-coming, you know, so this is a good thing.
Absolutely. Always a good thing. And it's always great to catch up with you, Jay. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having us. And you have a great day, and take your pet out for a good walk today. It's a great day to do it.